women are now sharing comments that men give them in person about their looks.
Oh, yep, been there. Go ahead. Let me hear what some of the other women are getting so I don't feel so alone in the world.
Men actually give you comments about your looks to your face?
All the time. That and unsolicited.
No, that's crazy.
Okay, I'll give you two right off the bat. When I was at a station, a radio station that may or may not rhyme with Shmiel Shmei, one of the guys there had said to me, and I would, okay, it was one of these stations, everybody dressed. Like nobody came in sweatpants and jeans. Everybody was all dressed up every right. single day. It was crazy. So I was like, you know, what the hell? I'm into it. So I came in one day wearing a cute little sweater and this little skirt and these pumps, and I had like a nice little outfit on. And one of the guys, the older of the two, came over to me and said, "You know, Cooper, people notice when you dress well like this." Who the fuck asked you? Nobody fucking asked you. It's what I felt like wearing today. And then the other one, the asshole, the real like piece of crap, the piece of smegma, we had done a bunch of, we had a photo shoot, and you know, I'm like, I'm not 25, and I'm standing next to a girl who's 25, and we took a picture together, and he came over, he goes, "She looks like a supermodel next to you." Who fucking asked you, you old piece of crap? You disgusting piece of garbage. Like, nobody asked you, go fuck yourself. You ugly, ugly, like, next unloved piece of garbage.
She looks awesome. Wow.
Right. And that's just at one radio station. And that's just one, this is one experience. I have literally hundreds, as do other women.
One lady said, a guy said, well, many guys, up to five guys have said, "Wow, your hair looks so unkempt or wild." She said, note, two of them have told me this after sex.
I have a good way to keep your hair nice during sex. Don't have it with you.
A grown-ass man, middle-aged man, told me my legs went on forever at my grandfather's funeral. Mind you, I was 14.
Ew, gross. Did you call the cops and say, "Hi, I found a pedophile"?
Your legs go on forever.
It's disgusting.
I'm 14. Okay. Your legs go on forever then. One day I was walking across the street to go to my gym. Guy rolled down his window and said, "You look like a bitch." Because she has resting bitch face.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem. Like men telling women to smile. That kind of thing. That's the same exact thing. "You look like a bitch" is the other side of "why don't you smile more?" Yeah, what a piece of garbage. I hate the fact that men feel like they can talk to us.
I know. I can't even relate to this because I can't believe guys would say anything to women like this. It just blows me away. This woman said, "I've had a few guys tell me my septum piercing is ugly and men don't like that."
I'm sorry, was she taking a poll and asking their opinion, or was it a shut the fuck up situation?
No, she's just standing there, and the guy looks at her and goes,
That's what I'm saying. It's a shut the fuck up situation. Nobody asked you.
Nobody likes that. And you know what? Stop it with the nose thing. Take it out.
A, I might be lesbian. B, I might not be doing this for you.
This lady said, "I was told it's so refreshing to see a woman out on date night with no makeup on."
Oh, my God.
You know, you look great without having makeup on. You should do that more often.
You know, that drives me crazy. There's so many men that have an opinion about women and makeup. They're like, you can use a little makeup. I like women who don't wear makeup. You wear too much makeup. How about this? I'm not wearing this for you. I'm wearing it for me, and it's none of your damn business.
Guy told me my pants are too tight. Your pants are too tight. Because she was wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And she said, "Why? Can you see my dick?"
That's what she said. That's very good. I like that. That's a good answer.
And I guarantee you've heard this before. I almost wear no makeup, but for the whole day when I went to my best friend's wedding, I was wearing makeup and people said, "Look, you can look pretty with just a little effort."
Yeah, you clean up good.
See, you should wear makeup more often.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a psycho at all. You clean up good. Come clean up over here.
An old man told me I ruined my perfectly beautiful body with all my tattoos. And this is at a place where I worked.
Oh, hello, HR. Hi, HR. I have a person you need to talk to.
Before I climbed onto the operating table for a spinal procedure, the anesthesiologist, a white guy in his 50s, stopped me for a third time to ask me if I was sure I wasn't pregnant. And now you sure? Because I'm putting you under. You'll want to take a test because you're positive you're not pregnant.
Yeah, I've gotten that before. I'm like, nope, just fat.
Well, remember,
you and I had the car accident, and I had my hand over my stomach, but because I'd broken two ribs at that point, I didn't know because I was still in shock. I had my hand over my ribs. You were completely in shock and out of it. You were stuck inside the car. They had to use the jaws of life to get you out, and I had my hands over my stomach, and the emergency worker came over. Remember, the EMT guy comes over, and he goes, "Are you pregnant?" And you, without missing a beat, you go, "Nope, she's just fat."
And now I'm going to pass back out.
I love that. Yeah, you came to insult me, and then you passed back out before they rushed you to the emergency room.
This lady says, "I have PCOS, where I can grow a beard that most 16-year-old boys are jealous of. So I've lost count the number of times a guy has advised me to shave or wax my face."
I don't understand people's need to tell other people what they think about them. Why do you think we care? We don't care what you think. We're not living for you.
I'm 6'1". When I wear heels and go to clubs, I could range from 6'5 to 6'7". Almost every guy that walks up to me goes, "God, you're tall." No shit.
Right.
Really? That's like, people saying, "Wow, you're short." No. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had a friend tell me he wished he could take my personality and put it in his girlfriend's body because then he would have the perfect woman.
Oh, that's a double insult. You just insulted your girlfriend and me. And by the way, I'm texting her now to tell her.
Man, she's got a good body though. But
the arrogance of a guy thinking that we care. Like, no one's asking you your opinion.